Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. The BC Centre for Disease Control announced on January 7th the plan for vaccine distribution throughout the province, detailing the stages in which different high-risk communities will be prioritized. The distribution plan is broken down into stages, with the first two stages occurring between December to February and February to March. In the first wave, the vaccine will be available to residents, staff, and essential visitors to long-term care and assisted living residences, as well as those waiting for placement into these facilities. The vaccine will also be extended to healthcare workers and remote and isolated First Nations communities. In the second phase, vaccination will become available to seniors age 80 and up and Indigenous seniors age 65 and up. In addition, a wide array of high-risk groups will be prioritized, including the unhoused community, provincial correctional facilities, group homes, mental health residential care, home support staff and recipients, community general practitioners, medical specialists, and any Indigenous communities that have not been vaccinated in the first stage. Long-term care homes have been the site of multiple outbreaks during the pandemic, with seniors over 85 making up the majority of deaths from COVID-19 in the country. According to recent data published on January 13th by BC's Health Ministry, 50 long-term care homes in the province are currently managing outbreaks, with five of those dealing each with over 100 cases. In regards to the order in which long-term care homes were prioritized, Island Health responded, stating that many different factors went into the decision. Quote, Island Health carefully evaluated the risk of transmission in each long-term care facility. Risk was determined based on a number of criteria, including multi-bed rooms and other infrastructure characteristics, outbreak history, the proximity of the care home to the vaccine distribution location, as well as ethical considerations. Based on this evaluation, the long-term care facilities in the Island Health region have been prioritized by risk. As a result, the first vaccines were provided to long-term care staff in the Greater Victoria region. Unquote. You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.